wanted to start explaining some things over here. Sookie Sookie Martin said a dollar. There's a question, why you find a mem surface in the middle of the wood? Memorize of Shiloh, in the beginning of the word mem is always open in the middle it's open, at the end it's closed. Here you have a mem in the middle of the word and it's closed. The Mabra Misra, it's closed. And what it says, it relates to the lost opportunity of Chizkiyahu becoming Mashiach. He didn't say Shira. The land was going to say Shira. So Elam asked the Kaddish Baruch Hu to bring the Gula. Hashem says it's Razili Razili. It's a secret. Adi Yasi Bzuzi Bzuzi. It's a very Shira Gemara. We're never going to get to the end of it until it happens. It's a very Shira Gemara. Let's do a little piece. You know, we might talk about it more on Sunday too. It's possible, or maybe not. The Gula. The Gula the Gula is referred to as a Leda. It's a birth. The Gemara in Sanhedrin calls the period before Mashiach's arrival as Kevlei Mashiach. Kevlei Mashiach. Chavalim are birth pains. So Gemara calls the Gula birth pains. The process is birth pains. And Gula is the birth of the Shalom. Kevlei Mashiach. The womb, the Tanakh, is said to have doors. Dalse Bitni. There's doors to the womb. The womb has doors. Because Baruch Hu commands the womb to open and the baby comes out. Chassu Shalom, if there's no command, there's no tzivui for the womb to open the door, baby doesn't come out.
It's
23 keys. The key opens up a door. It's a Gemara Maseches Tanis. There's a key. And the key opens up doors. This is a Leda. I sugya is the sugya of Leda. It's the sugya of birth. The birth of Gula. And it very much has to do with birth. It's very important to keep that in mind. If it's to do with birth, it's the birth.
So,
I guess first we should talk about men. There's two things about this letter that we have to talk about. One is it's a mem, and the other it's a mem sophist. And neither one of them is accidental. Let's talk about men. When you want to say that something comes from somewhere, there's three places that something could be. There's it comes from somewhere, it's inside of something, and it's going somewhere. So those three letters, that's mem, beis, and lamed. Mabel.
In the west.
Mem is, where do you come from? Ani mi Chicago. Atam mi Chicago. Anachdo mi Chicago. That's a source, but that's your source. Your source is mi Chicago. You want to say that you're living in Chicago. Ani bi Chicago. As Ata lo bi Chicago. Ani lo bi Chicago. Avata mi Chicago. Ani mi Chicago. And when your destination is Lamed, Ani Halek Le Chicago. Ata Halek Le Chicago. Sometimes. So the source is destination and there's the state of being. So Mem is the source. When you're coming from somewhere, Mina Meita Karasika. Mem. Mem is source. Mem is where you come from. Let me give you another.
We established
The source of something. This is a chazam, it's also a sefer dik. The source of something is always the point where things branch out of. A very physical sense. We have a tipazera. That's could be a source. A tipazera could be a source. A drop of zera. And then the child is built around that. You know, it grows and it, you know, develops. And that's something which you can't see the source anymore. Once the thing develops, the source is now loud. It's hidden. You want to make a snowball or something. You start with a small one. You build on it. It grows and grows and it grows out from the center. And the same is true of the creation of the world. Ellie's learning the Chagiga, so that it may help you a little understand that Gemara. Eretz Yisrael was created first. The world was created around Eretz Yisrael. Hashem created Eretz Yisrael first. Eretz Yisrael is called Taburei Shel Aretz. It's called the belly button. Taveria is Taburei Shel Aretz. Eretz Yisrael is the center. Right, the umbilical cord for the baby, the source for the baby it's in the center of the baby. Yerushalayim is the center of Yisrael. Yisrael is the center of the world. And being that it's the center, it doesn't belong together on the same plane as the world. Well, we all know that the rules in Yisrael are different. You can't be typist, you can't grasp the Makom HaMikdash. That's not something you can put your hand on and it doesn't run according to worldly rules. Eretz Yisrael, Yerushalayim, it's above, it's beyond, it's the source, it's the Makkah. It's not the ultimate source, it's the source for the source. The ultimate source is the Kadosh Baruch Hu, him he can't be typhus at all. So the center of things is the Makkah. But you have no idea what it is. Because we can only deal with the out product of the source. Because Baruch Hu created the world. We have no shakas creation. That's why the Brit Torah begins with Beis, because the Aleph, anything prior to creation, or the act of creation, it's not that Hashem is hiding it from us. Even if he would show it to us, we can't. We can't be creatures of post-creation and grasp something which is we have nothing in common with. The source is beyond us.
It could have allowed us to understand it, no?
No, it's not Shia.
How can Hashem allow us?
We can't, because we don't have the Kalim. We don't have the vessel.
Because you give us the Kalim.
Then we wouldn't be created.
Once you have that grasp, then you're not right. Existing.
If you have a grasp of what's before creation, you can't be created.
It's freaky.
We'll get it when we become uncreated. We're going to become uncreated. That's the process of being uncreated, yes. And then we'll get the grasp.
But it's a still individual uncreated, though.
Yes, sir, very good. Yeah, it won't be like we were never created in the first place, but we're going to go back to the process of creation is going to work backwards. That's how it happens. And there's a lot that I'm saying, that each and everything that I'm saying we can talk about. But I want to just stick to this Gemara, confine my remarks to this Gemara. But you can understand that once we are a product, so then we can't grasp the process, because we can only grasp what's post-process, because that's what we are. That's what we understand. Hashem created the world with the Aleph Beis. It's the first Medrash Rabbah. Hashem created the world with the letters of the Aleph Beis. Letters of the Aleph Beis were spiritual creatures, creations. The letters of the Aleph Beis are spiritual creations, besides the fact that it's ink on top of paper. The letters of the Aleph Beis are spiritual creations. Hashem created the letters of the Aleph Beis, and they weren't physical, they were conceptual. And he used that to create the world. Let's just take a look at the site of the Alaquist. Listen, you want to see an illustration of what we've been talking about, okay? Let's do that. Let's do that. Here's a piece of paper.
Do we go to Sitter? They usually have a...
What?
The Sitter, they usually have like the Alaquist.
Yeah, no, but I want to do it my way.
Oh.
I'm going to do it two ways, okay? Okay? I'm going to do it two ways.
MS, right?
No, I'm not doing MS. But you're close.
Right, which is day. And he said from the extra
plus,
I know that
is
day.
I think this works, okay.
I might tell you that in reality, day starts later and ends earlier. Day is from the sunrise to sunset. I depart. Or get over the time. When he continues, when he brings the second plus, he continues and said, the night is for watching, the day is for work. So he's defining day for Melissa Shaka. Right? So now we have a problem. Problem is that he said that the social mail is not the virus about. So normally social codenames are quite left by the public. Right? So you got here a
okay, you saw what I did here?
Mm-hmm.
I did the allophase in two orders. One is where I put the end letters all the way at the end. And one is where I put the end letters next to each one. Now look at the two allophases and tell me what the middle letter of the first allophase is and the middle letter of the second allophase is.
The middle one.
There's 27 letters. I want the I want the 14th letter in both lists.
Ray should be late me.
Opening.
What is it?
Man.
Okay, now the second list.
13.
Right, so in the first list, if the end letters are following their partner, mem is the middle letter. The second list, if you put them at the end, nun is the middle letter. So mem and nun, spell the word? Min. Min. What does min mean?
From.
Source. Okay? Now, the man was called the man. There's two things about the man. Once you mentioned it, so we'll talk about it. One is it was the source of sustenance for all of Klal Yisrael. It was the only source. Without the man, no people. And the other thing is that nobody knew what it was. You know where the word man comes from?
Man
who. Manhu. They didn't know what it was. You know why they didn't know what it was? Because we don't grasp our source. Okay, this is this point. Illustrated for your benefit.
The other guy said,
okay?
Say it?
There's another point that you might want to... In every language... maybe not every language, but in all the languages that we know, the word for mother always has a mem in it. English. Mommy.
Madre.
Hebrew, Irma, Spanish, Madre,
French,
Madonna.
I
said, Mama, Irma. The mother is the source. The baby comes from the mother.
It's interesting that the mem is before the word in most other languages.
Yeah.
Not in the middle of the word.
There's got to be a significance. Irma. Irma's in the middle.
Oh, because Aleph is Hashem. Hashem has to be
Aleph is
others.
The beginning. Im is in the middle.
I'm sorry.
Im is in the middle. I'm saying Im is in the middle. The mem is in the middle. She's the source.
The alphabet mem is.
Okay,
in the
so way. Now that's the mems. Mems are fish. Letters in the Hebrew alphabet are made up of other letters. You know, for example, like an Aleph is made up of two yuds and a vav, right? There's a yud, there's a yud, there's a vav.
Right.
Which is the Gematria 26, which is Shem Havayah, you understand?
Well, you can do a lot
okay.
with this.
Now, this is a mem surface. Okay?
Could either be a nun.
Dalit and a...
Could be a nun.
Here, this is... What's
it could be a, it could be a bunch of things. It could be a nun. It could be... In, with,
okay?
I guess a dollar.
I'm gonna, right. It's $2.
$2, okay.
Why not 2 notes?
A note surface is $2.
So
do. Right?
Yeah.
A mem surface is $2. The Gemara in Shabbos is a dalad. It's spelled dalad, lamed, tough. Which is the word?
Dalit.
Right.
Tell it.
Tell us, which is door. If you have two doors, right, and they're arranged, two dalads, and they're arranged in the shape of a mem surface, then both doors are closed.
Wow.
A regular mem, I mean, I'll draw it a little bit different. A regular mem, right, has an opening on the left side.
Is that made up of reish?
It's also $2.
$2.
Regular mem is also $2, but the door is open. And the mem surface is $2 and the door is closed.
Okay.
It's also kav vav, so it's a shame also, right?
Yeah. It's also a vav.
It's also a vav, right?
It's also a vav. You understand? A mem surface is $2 and the door is closed, and a mem is $2 and the door is open. I mean, you have to use your imagination for the shape there. A mad bar misra, that's why at the end of a word, the mem is always closed, because the end of the word ends. And then a new word begins.
Mm.
So a mem at the end of the word is always closed, because this is the end of the word.
Mm.
When you put a mem in the middle of the word, it's supposed to be open and it's being closed. That means there's a door that's supposed to open, because it's in the middle of the word. In the middle of the word, you don't close it because it's a letter that comes afterwards. But it's closed to signify that the doors are closed. Weiter?
Yeah.
Weiter.
Mm-hmm.
Hashem wanted to make Hizkiah Melech HaMashiach. And Sancheir should be Melech, should be Goy Gamaged. He didn't, Hizkiah disqualified himself. He didn't say Shiva. Two things. Yeah, the one he got, Misrape Mekolye. And when he was saved from Sancheir. But the Gemara never disqualifies Sancheir Melech Asher, which means...
From being Goy Gamaged?
Right, which means he was Goy Gamaged LeMahadrin.
He was what?
He was Goy Gamaged LeMahadrin. There was no psul. It's not Sancheir's fault that there wasn't Mashiach there. He did...
Hold on, so if Sancheir wasn't as bad as he was supposed to be, he could have stopped Mashiach?
Yes.
So you need perfect evil to bring Mashiach.
No, you need perfect Goy Gamaged.
So if he had planned
Never
it properly,
right,
yeah. So what happened?
Oh, wow. So technically, if he had planned it properly, it wouldn't have been so bad. It would have been so bad.
So not only do we have to be perfect.
That's interesting. Gemara Brachos. David's saying here inside his mother's womb and outside.
Yeah, but
yeah. So I'm sure it's not connected.
Yeah.
I'm saying five times.
I mean, you have to know.
I believe a little later.
Careful, it burns. What am I talking about? Sharpie?
Dark eaters.
Dark mark.
You want it? Anybody, only someone who has this can come to the Chalet.
We need to get a stamp every day in case we like go to the bathroom and so we
can
get
back. No. Just for Chalet.
The Gemara hacks it again.
It's the secret society.
Yeah. The DA holding it.
What difference does it make about Gog Magog?
Some care of Melech Asher. Some care of Melech Asher. We're leading up to something, obviously. We might not finish today. We probably won't finish today.
Can we, please?
No, Sunday.
Task is long, so
he's still ruined it for himself. How about Sancheir? You need it because he also, right?
Can I show you
what
this is?
Why can't you do Malacha after? What are we leading up to?
Sancheir Melech Asher. What's Asher? What do we know about Asher?
Yoko, Dora Flugger, they weren't involved, right?
Asha's first appearance is that when they built the Tower of Babel, they built the Tower of Babel, they wanted everyone to build this tower. They tried to get Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu wouldn't join.
When did they try to get Avraham?
The Medrash says they tried to get Avraham Avinu to join. Yes.
He was
young.
He must have not been.
That's why. He was young. Well, it was already known at the time he couldn't have children.
What?
It was already known at the time that he couldn't have children. They call him a mule. That's what they called the Ramavini. Because he couldn't have children. They tried to get Avram. Asher, the first Asher, saw that his kids were getting slept into this. He didn't want them to get slept into it. He saw this is going to rain doom and destruction on him. He leaves. There was a Gzar Din on the Dara Flogger. There were some that were totally destroyed. And there were some that there was a Gzar Din on them that they should never be able to get together again. They're scared. There's some that were destroyed, some that were turned into the Gemara in Heaven says different punishments for different groups.
Where?
It's in Chaluk. We won't get to it.
This year.
Who knows how far? Maybe it's
did they do it in Chile? In yeah, do it in you know,
I've done it. I didn't do it. Didn't do it in the order. We did it out of order. But the caliph that concerns us is that the Goyim that survived but weren't killed. There was exile on them that they could never get together. And you know, they haven't gotten together ever since. They have not got together ever since. Exactly. And ever since then, they've taken this up as their banner.
It's like a little lighter.
You know that you're on a dollar bill, they have like a pyramid with an eyeball. I mean, this is in the, what's it called? What was the name of that book?
Da Vinci Code.
Yeah. Okay. It says Enuit Septi, which means one eye overall. Mm. They're religious people. The world is very much going in the other direction. If there's one eye overall, so then that means that everything in creation has a common purpose. It's a symphony orchestra. Everyone has their part. Everyone has their role. And there's nothing that's extraneous, and there's nothing missing. And everything has to act in perfect harmony towards one goal. And that's something which fosters a spirit of responsibility. People don't like responsibility. They want to use one thing for this thing, or another thing for another thing. Sometimes they use it for one thing. They don't want anything. People. It's very much the spirit of the times. The common goals. Common goals are a threat to people's desire not to commit to anything. You want to use something for one. You know, today I want to do this, tomorrow I want to do that. Inconsistency has become an ideal. And another thing is if there's no common thread, so there's not going to be any shlemus either. You have something. You don't stick to it because sticking to it is commitment. And I'm talking about even household items. I'm not even talking about wives. But that's included. Gilei Arayis is the movement, it's the shita of being anti-union.
Anti-what?
Anti-union. It's a secessionist movement.
They don't like the union workers.
So is,
they're committed.
Other things.
They're committed. Homosexuality. They're committed to following an ideal that there's no union. There's no commitment. Go from. I mean, I don't want to talk about this. I don't think there's. But I think we have to. That their way of life is to go from one to another to another to another to another to another, and it gets sicker and sicker and sicker because there's nothing that they can't do, they can't obtain. A married person. Other, you know, just. You don't need me to go into detail the sickness out there. Because the moment there's any commitment that they stick to the same thing, so that means that there's a purpose, and there's a purpose, this is my soulmate, and I'm supposed to be with her, and there's a reason why I'm supposed to be with her, because there's something that only we could accomplish, and only the two of us could, you know, the whole kit and caboodle. And there's something which only her and me could accomplish together, and then I'm responsible, and that means that there's one, and there's Anu Etzepta, and no, Anu Etzepta.
Hey, which one of those, or
and this is pervasive. You have something. It works well. It does everything it has to do. But the minute I get one, the first thing I'm thinking about is the next thing I'm going to get. There's no loyalty. There's no stick-to-itiveness. I need something new. And then that something new is just because I'm going to get something. I want something new just so I can replace it. That's how sick it gets. I got this. I want to get it. Why? Because the thing I have already. And I can't stay with it, because if I stay with it, that means I'm sticking to something. That means it belongs to me and I belong to it, and that can't be, so I have to get rid of it. And get another thing and another thing.
Honey is later.
You know, we create, and then, you know, at one point, you know, of course, there's a need. I need this. I need this, because I have 50 songs, and I want to have them with me at all times. And I need 50 songs. Does anybody need an 80 gig hard drive on their iPod? How many songs could you put in an 80 gig?
No, I.
In an 80 gig, you put 15,000 songs.
Okay.
20,000.
Okay, so you put 50,000 songs. What? You need them? You have to have them with you at all times?
Not 15,000.
Okay. You need them? I understand. I started at 50, 100. We don't need it, but we get it.
1500?
Yeah.
You have a 20 gig, you're going to go to the 80 gig.
Yeah, 3,500 songs, I'm only teaching up.
Why? Do you want to know why people do these things? Because they can't stick to the thing which they have. That's commitment. That is commitment. You can't be committed. You have to have, there's a drive. And a drive forces people to create new needs. You don't need it. Create new needs. There's a drive to create needs, and then the person does need it. We have an inborn drive to create a need for something which we don't need, and then we need it.
Why?
Because we can't be committed to anything.
We're not committed.
We can't stick to. There can't be any pattern in our lives. And we have to discard things. I'm also a product of this, but I just try and slow things down a little bit. I try and keep as close as possible to my needs. But I also create new needs. I'm just like a step behind. Does anybody need a movie?
Not really.
But now we need. There are people that need movies. Why? Go through life without one.
That's the best thing you can do, find
because a movie, you're constantly faced with the opportunity to recreate reality, and the old reality is discarded, because that was last night's movie. There's this new movie, and then this, and each subsequent movie erases the old movie. And that's you know, it's a very big tiber, because then you're playing with false reality. Okay, so I have the same problem as anybody else.
You need to just talk about the latest movies.
Right, because you have to have the new one. Because the old one means I'm married to them. I mean, I happen to have stuck with Harry Potter for a long time. And I don't
Harry go. Books coming out on the 23rd.
I know. And I don't go. And I don't go to.
Everyone should organize. Let's get a.
Is it clear? Is it clear?
Don't buy it, because kidney shit is probably.
So the world that we find ourselves in.
like the 21st.
In the midst of a war. It's a war. Mm. There's combatants and there's prisoners.
What do we do?
Between the one and the anti-one.
No.
Klal Yisrael is the one. The anti-one is the other side.
So
could America be Gogu Mogu?
Of course it's us.
They're part of it.
No, I'm saying, does that mean it's really a war? You know, it's a physical
war. Pashas is physical.
Mm-hmm. That could be like the end of it, though. You know, that could be the final.
Pashas is physical.
That's who I think it is.
Yeah. America's got enough. Well, right. You don't have to give it a name and go to say it.
That's right.
Are these new ones?
Sure, those are the new ones.
And then there's something which is more of a denial. I'll tell you the truth. There's one thing more. The anti-one is an inbuilt flaw. There's a very, it's a limited threat.
Why?
Eventually it collapses on itself. Give a tree. Tree wants a lot of branches. He's wanting more branches. Not satisfied with 30,000 branches. Wants it's going and going and going. What happens to the tree when it, at a certain point? Falls over. The pursuit of endless multitude will collapse. Society's collapsing. It is.
Because it needs more.
And it keeps getting more. It collapses on itself. It's unsustainable. At some point, it's gonna. Population, you know, China.
The
population is growing and growing and growing. It just collapses itself. The only way that we could survive with population growth is through a nation. But Bidaka Teva, unchecked population growth will collapse upon us.
Destroy all the
unsustained economic growth will collapse. It happens. It grows and then it falls drastically. The Great Depression, the stock market crash of 10 years ago. Because growth causes collapse.
The real estate collapse a year ago?
You can't sustain unchecked growth. So that's not much of a threat. The threat is, when you have the ideal, and this is going to sound like a contradiction in terms, are you okay with, you're with me so far?
Yeah.
When you have a movement of unsustained, you know, unchecked growth, that there's no limits, unlimited growth, and they're rallying around one point because they feel that in order to keep going, they need to have at least some common ground.
They what?
They need some common ground. It's like, you know, the world to unify, because unity is also something which they're into. Since the time of the Dora Plug, there's been no unity. Because if there's unity, that means I have to give up on something for the great of the whole. So that's not growth. I want everything. Mm-hmm. And if I want to kill you, I want to be able to kill you too, because I want everything. I want the whole part. But there's, you know, when there's unity, then you're giving up on your ideals because I want to be able to have a life without any unity whatsoever. Unity is a bad thing. But let's say people are smart enough to realize that without any unity, they're not going to get anything. So they're willing to give up, to surrender part of their own personal liberties in order to have unity, in order to keep going. That's a threat. Okay? Same?
Yeah.
But they're not capable of it.
So
because
that loses development.
They're not capable of it because there's a
Xera
that they can't unify.
But there's one nation, one source that never was in that Xera. Actually, there's two. There's Avraham Avinu and Asher. So Avraham Avinu is the true one. And everything in the world is not just, there's no such thing as multiple. Avraham Avinu, there are no such things as multiples. Do you know why? Because everything in the world is for one purpose. There's no multiples.
Is there always someone who could become Mashiach?
Yes.
So that means there's always a nation of Asher around.
Right.
who's Austin now?
That's probably America.
Oh, wow.
Because everything, basically.
But, you know, I'm not committing to it, but that's what I heard from my Rebbe. From, not Ramos Shapiro, from Rabbi Orlowek.
I guess it's
Rabbi who?
Orlowek.
Where have I heard that? You.
That's kind of a good thing in a way, because if they're not so, because America's not so totally evil.
Hillary Clinton's running for
kidding
president.
Me?
Okay,
it's so
already,
free.
It's over. It's done.
All these homosexuality things.
That's irrelevant.
It's not so. Don't worry.
Why?
They don't have to, if they don't have to work so hard.
What, for her to become president?
It's irrelevant to all the discussion now. You bring something in which is. It's going to distract us. So Asher and Avraham Avinu were the two that weren't there by the Dar Flagas. Avraham Avinu, there's no such thing as multiples. Every blade of grass is part of a fraction. That's, I think Avraham Avinu, there's the number one. Hashem created the number one. What?
Like
a mullet's very, very shy. It's very related to what we're talking about.
They're unified on that.
But I'll tell you, there's a difference between a mullet and Asher. Amalek wants Klal Yisrael. Asher just wants that everyone should rally around them. Every guy has a different threat mode to Klal Yisrael. Asher wants fractions. I'm sorry. Avraham Avinu, there's only one number. Hashem created one number in the world. Created the number one. There is no other number. Everything in the world is all part of the fraction. So, there's no multiples. Play the grass? Oh, that's part of this plan. A bee, a spider, it's part of that plan, yeah. A spider was there to save David Amalek's life. A spider's not a number on its own. It's part of Malchus. I mean, it's Pasha. But Asher doesn't want that because Asher wants, he wants multiples, and he wants no responsibility, and he wants that everything should be able to be used for its own, and it shouldn't be any common purpose, but it should all revolve around him. All the uncommon purposes should all revolve around him. So he wants there to be a one, but he wants that he should be the one. Avraham Avinu wants Hashem to be the one, Asher wants Asher to be the one. And that's a threat, and that's why he's got a good market, okay? Because Kiyo is against that. Because Kiyo was supposed to be against it. Now what was the plan and what went wrong with the plan? So today we'll discuss it. Okay. We're going to stop over here. Okay, enough for today. Meet Hashem on Sunday. We'll go into the plan and what was wrong with the plan. Say it?
Yeah.
Say it? Okay, that's enough.